This is football. I'm Kevin Clark. Will Brinson joins me. We're going to do something very fun, something I've never done before. We're going to draft teams for wins the rest of the way, regular season and playoffs. So a little bit of game theory, trying to figure out who's going to, you know, we get to that when Will comes in. Really enjoyed this. It was an absolute blast. I'm still laughing from it. You'll enjoy it too. Ladies and gentlemen, Will Brinson.
Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesar's Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, use the code OMAHAFULL. And then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. You keep those winnings. But if you lose, you get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and up only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wager only. Must wager with eligible promo code BET. Amount of qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Hannah's, New Orleans. Maine, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-888-427-426-2537, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Will Brinson's here. We just talked about how Devin Hester wanted to go to NC State. I'm not really sure that. I've never heard that before, but he just wanted to be part of the Wolfpack and didn't work out for him.
I mean, well, it's weird too, because like he was like on good Canes teams. You know, it's not like he was on Al Golden's Canes teams. Like, he's like, oh, you know, I really missed out on Raleigh when I could have been down there in South Beach.
I could go for an hour on Al Golden. I'm not going to do it. Hey, quickly, we're both huge golf fans.
Huge
golf
fans.
Gambling sickos. Dark day for golf today?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of wonder, do you think that Jon Rahm is going to get $450 million and then just end up staying on the same tour, though? Because, I mean, they're supposed to merge on the 31st, right? Liv has sapped a lot of the fun out of golf for me. Not playing golf, so, just watch it like...
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, Liv is doing... like the most pure golf thing in the world, which is spending a ton of money on the sport with nothing to show for it, which is what we do every single weekend just buying I need a new putter. That'll work. I don't think they're going to merge. I think this is obvious that they're not even close.
You think is like the WCW, heel turn, backstab.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. 100%. Now there's a report. Dan Rappaport just tweeted that Patrick Cantlay is calling the shots of the PGA. So, yeah, I swear to God. And the guys who are the architects of the deal are no longer involved.
That would be like tapioca pudding being in charge of Thanksgiving dinner. Here's your entree.
I feel like Devin Hester being put in charge of NC State recruiting.
Right. Wait, let me ask you this. Do you, not to derail it, yeah, but do you think that I saw Alan, I think it was Shupnik tweet this out, but it was like the top five, three of the top five golfers, if Rahm gone, like who are the top five golfers in the world? Scotty, Rory, Rahm.
Yeah.
Brooks?
Depending on the month.
Yeah. Or most valuable commodities, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cam Smith.
Well, I mean, Tiger would be the most valuable.
Well, guys who play. Yeah. I'm just, it's like, I think the argument was people were saying they take Hovland over Cam Smith, and that's fine if you want to do that. But Cam Smith has a major. But also you would,
and we got to get off this topic, yeah, but you, Cam Smith would be regarded higher if you played on the PGA Tour every single week.
Exactly.
Hovland is right. All right. We're going to do the Omaha Golf
This
show
is football.
Later. This is football. This is football.
This is football.
This is football. I actually, someone the other day texted me and was like, hey, you still doing F1 stuff? And I said, I host a show called This Is Football. Pal, unless there's live news and Will Brinson's on right then and there. So we're doing something. I want to say, anybody wants to get into the content game, I'm going to give you some advice. Nothing will spur your creativity more than not having an idea for a topic and having to send an email and just being like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to draft wins the rest of the way, which I got to be honest with you, for a spur of the moment, I got to put a topic in the email. Great. It was great. It was an elite idea by me. So here's the parameters. Literally.
I've got a big board. I've got a big board, by the way.
Me too. Regular season and postseason wins from here on out. So it does not matter how many wins the Miami Dolphins have right now. What matters is how many games they're going to win.
You're not a NASCAR guy, but you're an F1 guy. But like a NASCAR, like in NASCAR, they do the thing where
the chase. Exactly.
It's like everything resets, or it can even be like the FedEx Cup without the staggers. It's like whoever it's like you're in. Whoever gets the most wins from now on is the champion.
Exactly right, and this takes into account who's going to get the bye. This takes into account who's going to rest the starters. Yes. This takes into account strength of schedule, obviously, and what we think is going to happen in these playoffs. And by the way, is there – like there are people in the league who've said me for weeks, you know, hey, you know who might get pretty good at the end of the season? Chicago Bears. I'd watch them. A team like that where it's like, hey, maybe this team is just firing on all cylinders. Because you're the guest and I'm kind, I'm going to give you the first pick. Will Brinson, you have the number one overall from here on out draft pick.
So, okay, this is a tough one. I think that because we're drafting at the top of the board, I need a quarterback, and I need you got to have 5-0 upside, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want 3-2 upside. I want 5-0 upside.
No.
Now, I am willing to trade and sacrifice, Kevin, a little bit of upside of the upside here for a team that I think will be playing I believe we'll be playing all five games aggressively. A team that has a pretty good quarterback and a pretty good coach. Yeah. They have a really tough matchup on CBS this week. It's Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh my God. So here's this thing. 25%, that was my number one on my big board. 25% chance at getting the
one seed.
So they're going to play hard, and then they're not going to get the bye. So that could be three wins if they win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, you're just looking, it's four. And so it's over. Like they're going to be the team that gets most wins going forward. Also, they've got to figure it out. So they're going to play hard. Yes. Like there's on every single front, Kansas City is by far the best option.
And it's almost like if they lose to Buffalo this week and they fall to 8-5, you're maybe better off.
Yeah.
Because they're still winning the division. Yeah. But then they're at New England, Las Vegas, Cincinnati, and at the Chargers. I think they go 4-1 here. And then they have Mahomes who could just get nuclear hot in the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. So 5-0 upside regular season. Right. Yeah.
You've really got me off my game, to be honest with you.
Do you think I was going to take like the Eagles?
Yeah, I thought you were going to go chalk. All right.
This is kind of an interesting Do you do underdog playoff best ball?
No,
it's kind of cool. Because
I don't really I'm going to be careful how I phrase this. I do not invest money on NFL products because I don't want emotion staked into my journalism, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fine. So
I've certainly done it in the past, but like, and I've said this before, the absolute fury I have when Xander Schauffele misses a 4-footer to cost me,
tell me about it,
like a new putter. Yeah. Could not imagine having that kind of fury at Bobby Wagner. And then like the next day being like, hey, Bobby, welcome to This Is Football.
Sweet tackle yesterday, Bobby, that you didn't make. It cost me. Well, the what I was going to point out is like on these fantasy best ball thing or the playoff best ball things, you can start drafting now and you can sort of take like an educated guess and say, okay, I think the Chiefs, like you could build Chiefs stacks knowing that the Chiefs are going to have to play all 3 weeks of the, like every week of the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? The Chiefs stacks would be popular.
Yeah, of course.
But you could take like a gambit on maybe a team like the Green Bay Packers if you believe that they could, you know, win 5 games and then make a run in the playoffs or something like that. Or you know, like it's sort of like the game. The whole point of what I'm saying is it's game theory surrounding who you think will actually make the playoffs and be seated where.
All right. Here's where I'm going with this. I'm going, my first overall selection is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a schedule thing for me. So first of all, as discussed, let me look up their actual chance at the bye. It's 47%.
Are you using some sort of fancy ESPN metric for the bye?
I'm using the New York Times.
Oh, I use the upshot too.
And so in 47% chance of the bye, so they're going to have to they're not going to have it wrapped up anytime soon. And because of this, what are the Niners? Niners are 42%, so just behind them. So they have the Cowboys this week. Let's put that aside. That's a legitimate toss-up game. Then the Seahawks. I believe they beat the Seahawks. But then, Giants, Cardinals, Giants. Can you imagine what late-season New York Giants football is going to look like?
Hey!
Or the Cardinals. Exactly right. Or the Cardinals, who at that point are like, you know what? We gave it a run, but, you know, Kyler's looked good. Let's just dial it back a little bit.
I mean,
Kyler, let's get a little Brock Bowers action here.
If Kyler's their, yeah, or like Marvin Jr., if Kyler's their guy and they need to, if they decide Kyler's their guy and they've got like 3 or 4 wins, they probably need to sit him.
That's correct. 100%. Yeah. Yes. But then also the Eagles are going to have some Niners playoff games. So they'll get 1 or 2 wins there. So you're looking at a clear path to some significant wins here. I have full confidence that they're going to end up with a big number, even though they don't look perfect right now.
Are you intending to make this a snake draft or non?
No, that'd be weird. Cause it's only 2 guys.
Well, it'd be bad.
Then I would get 2. Yeah, no. The first pick in this draft is not so valuable. It's not like fantasy.
Right.
It's not like I'm not.
Well, you're throwing me a bone, I guess, by letting me pick first over and over again.
I'm a great host. You are. That's why I'm the best in the biz.
That's why you're an award-winning.
So award-nominated
host. I'm not award-winning either. I'd like to be award-winning.
I don't know what award I would have won.
I don't either. For podcasting.
Yeah. We're going to work on that. Flynn and Miles, we're going to work on getting me an award and getting Brinson a nomination.
That'd be great.
Brinson the nomination.
I am an award-nominated host. I've actually made it to the finals and finished second in the there's some kind of internet podcast awards. And I joked when we got nominated that I was like, if we win, I'll get a tattoo of the listener's choice on my back. Fortunately, Morning Combat, our MMA show at CBS, beat me out. So that was a big win for me.
Did Luke Thomas get a tattoo of you? He's a Morning Combat
I don't
guy
know.
On there.
The listeners wanted me to get a Carolina tattoo on my shoulder, which was not
That's too bad. Appealing. That wouldn't have worked for you. Yeah. All right. Your number 2 pick.
I mean, I think I have to actually go chalk here and take the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, so remaining schedule, Ravens, Seahawks, Rams, and then the easy ones, the Cardinals and the Commanders.
They should win four of their five games at minimum. Here's the thing with the 49ers. If they win four of their five games, if they win all five of their games, you're getting the bye. But you got five wins. Yep. So you make it up there. They're the most likely team to get to the Super Bowl, I think. If you win four of your five games, I think they are, and I'm giving them a loss to the Ravens, right? I think that that puts them, I hate having that drop down to 41. If they only go 4-1, I think it's like 42% chance to get a bye per the upshot, which is pretty low. So, I mean, they can go 4-1, not get a bye, and have to win three games to get to the Super Bowl. So, yeah. Chiefs and Niners.
Forgive me for not, forgive me for not knowing this. Is Purdy your MVP?
No, why? I don't know why you would know that.
Well, because you have your own content.
Yeah, I don't write like.
I just haven't listened in a week when somebody would be like, "Hey, Purdy's my runaway MVP."
I have a hard time going Purdy MVP when Christian McCaffrey's like right there too.
Well, my biggest feeling is like, if you were doing an expansion draft, who would you protect first? If it's not Brock Purdy, then he's not the most valuable player in the league, let alone on the
team. That's a good one. Same thing with the Dolphins. Are you protecting Tua or Tyreek?
You're protecting Tyreek.
Right. So, which is why.
Yeah.
It's like,
I would argue, I don't want to get in trouble here. I would think long and hard about some of those defensive linemen or what before. Like, I'm not even sure Tua's second. Mm. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, how much.
I don't think Purdy's third.
I agree with that. But no, this is what I mean by that. The person making the decision is not you or I.
Right.
It's Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer.
And
so what I'm saying is, like, if Mike McDaniel is like, hey, I do think that Tua has the most catchable deep ball in football, and Tyreek Hill says he has the best deep ball I've ever seen, whatever, right? But if Mike McDaniel is like, you know what? There's like 10 guys in the league I could do this with. But there's not a lot of guys. You know, like, Mike McDaniel might think, like, I've heard Shanahan guys kind of sit, not about Tua, certainly. But, like, I've heard Shanahan guys be like, you know, there's a lot of guys that can run this offense. There's a lot of guys that can run this offense. And so, and talking about their own offense, and I've never had that discussion with Mike McDaniel before. I've only met Mike for a couple minutes, and we certainly didn't dive deep on how many guys
can run this offense. I feel like you and Mike McDaniel would, like, play Scrabble or something.
At some point we will.
Christian McCaffrey is a, Tyreek Hill is a unicorn. Christian McCaffrey's a unicorn. Deebo Samuel's a unicorn. George Kittle's a unicorn. Brock Purdy and Tua are not unicorns. They're very good in those systems, and it's great that Tua throws that deep ball, but you know, there have been, like, you can't go find another George Kittle to plug into that system, to block the way that he blocks and to give you what he gives you in Kyle Shanahan's offense. You can't find another Deebo Samuel. You can't find another Chris.
All right, let's do Niners expansion draft right now. Okay. So first person's Trent Williams.
Yes.
Second person is.
I think it's George. It's either Kittle or
Bosa.
Oh, Bosa.
Bosa. I just called Nick Bosa Joey Bosa. And then
you just called him Dick Bosa. That's your uncle who can't rush the passer for a lick, Dick Bosa. He's a used car salesman in San Bernardino, California.
Don't they have a different relative? Do you know about this?
Is this like their Cooper Manning?
No. I love Cooper Manning,
and all the Mannings for the record.
Yeah, of course. No, they have a grandfather who was like a mafia kingpin.
Oh, I think I've read that.
We need to check that because we can't put that on ESPN's NFL YouTube page unless it's accurate.
That's probably true. Although that would be a good 30 for 30. What if I told you?
What if I told you that we made up that Bosa's used to be in the mafia? All right.
So
49ers depth chart. I'm looking at it right now. So I think you go Trent Williams, mm-hmm. Nick Bosa, Fred Warner.
I think Kittle is higher. Like, Kittle's blocking is so critical to what they do. Just in terms of like he's such a good blocker and such a good pass catcher that it's like, I mean, that line is like, that offensive line is like a longer wall than a normal offensive line.
Okay. So then
either way,
Kittle, Deebo, and then I would say Purdy.
Yeah. Is he definitely protecting Purdy like Hargrave and Armstead?
I just don't want everybody mad at us.
I'm just saying so that
I'm overrating Purdy. I think Shanahan would likely underrate Purdy. I'm overrating him. By the way, we have breaking news. Al Capone's bodyguard was Nick Bosa's great grandfather.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The Bosas are like the chillest like meatheads of all time.
I agree. Also sneaky Miami guys.
Yeah.
They're from Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. My wife's cousin was friends with them in elementary school. There you go. All right. I have my second pick now. All right. The chalk ends now.
Okay.
Easiest remaining schedule in the NFL. One of the hottest teams in football, if not the hottest. Do you know who I'm going to say? Do you know what's the easiest remaining schedule in football?
No.
By winning percentage?
Is it?
Okay.
Is it the Packers?
It is the Packers. Wow. Undefeated coach in December, all time 16-0, including a win over the defending Super Bowl champions. The schedule goes like this. Good team remaining, Vikings. Bad teams remaining, Panthers, Bears, Giants, Bucks. The Green Bay Packers are not only going to win 4 of 5, they are going to threaten to win a playoff game. This is easy money. Will Brinson, Packers thoughts.
I think Jordan Love is the most fascinating example of like knee-jerk reaction in the NFL on the season, because he played well early on. People are like, well, that's it. Everyone's screwed. The Packers found another quarterback. And then he went then he went in the tank. And everybody's and like Brian Gutekunst was being asked, do you think you need to know if Jordan Love is the guy by the end of this season? And he's like, I don't really have an answer. And then like over the last 3 weeks, he's like, oh, Jordan Love is incredible and the Packers are going to the play. Kevin, they had like 4 weeks ago, they had a top five pick.
They did.
like the graphics are popping up. It's like Carolina, New England, Green Bay, which felt weird all around. And now they have a 71% chance to make the playoffs. Quite the turnaround.
So shows you how weak the NFC is, first. Second of all, shows you how good Matt LaFleur is and that infrastructure and that roster. The other thing is I'm sort of out on one thing about I'm not in a lot of things with football discourse, but one of them is because fan bases are so desperate around young quarterbacks. And like, actually, it's funny because a friend and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago. We're like, if you want the worst day of your month in like June, just say something bad about a quarterback in his first 2 years and the fan base will find you and they will rip you apart because they've all talked themselves into it because there's no other option.
Pictures of your family. They'll go to like your Facebook and grab pictures of your family and be like, your son's hair is horrible. Like they've had that.
If you said something about Zach Wilson in June after his rookie year, they'd be like, oh, cool. I didn't know you were just the worst stuff you could possibly
tell me you're an idiot without telling me you're an idiot.
Your son has
a terrible haircut.
Watch the games, pal.
Yeah.
My son has not gotten a haircut yet, and it's actually a genuine concern. It's too long. It's 11 months.
I was about to say, but
he has great floppy hair.
That's awesome.
At this point.
My son had a bowl cut when the Raiders fans decided to do this to him, which was just wildly inappropriate.
Well, was it over? Derek Carr?
Maybe. I think that sounds about right. Yeah.
So, anyway, point being is that there's now this like binary with young quarterbacks where he's either a guy or he's not a guy. And it's like, oh, last year, isn't it clear Justin Fields is a guy? And it's like, no, it's not. And like, there's certainly things he does well, but like, and then so if you're branded not a guy, everybody on Twitter just piles on you and says, look at this throw. And it's like, oh, it's fine.
Right. Like with Josh Allen's first like rookie season. Now he was branded not a guy and just got dragged on Twitter, and then now he's awesome.
And then part of it is when you get branded not a guy, then it's safe for the other fan bases with young quarterbacks to go after that young quarterback because it's like, well, we have a guy, but you definitely don't have a guy because that guy is just a little bit worse than our guy.
Jordan Love, like not a guy thing is like the biggest not a guy thing too, because it's like Bears fans are like, how does it feel? You losers. It's like, you guys haven't won anything since 85. I mean, you went to the Super Bowl once, but speak of Devin Hester and Peyton Manning.
I will say that I believe it's Danny Carter who said, like, the number one thing, the phrase needs to be banned from the lexicon is we got to get back to playing Bears football. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's the last thing you need to be doing is playing Chicago Bears football. We'll be back with more with Will Brinson. All right, you're the third pick.
Okay. Packers is a good pick. I think I'm going to follow in your footsteps here and eschew the chalk and go with a team that, look, you mentioned Zach Wilson.
Oh, my God.
Zach Wilson's on the schedule next.
Okay, good. As long as you weren't picking the Jets. Because no, the Jets don't even have that easy of a schedule. The Jets still have the Dolphins, Browns, and Texans.
This team has the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
They have Zach Wilson, Will Levis, Joe Flacco, Will Levis again.
Will Levis twice,
and then Gardner Minshew. That's the Houston Texans, CJ Stroud playing great football. I think we're safe to say that the rookie wall is not coming for him at this point.
Well, the thing about CJ Stroud is that he pushes the ball down the field, yeah, a la Mahomes. And really, Mahomes and Watson are the only two guys who this earlier in their career were pushing the ball that down. Like, the whole thing now is like, oh, we got to protect our young guy. It's because they can't do it.
Right.
They literally can't do it. That's why.
Well, in the too high stuff, I think you wrote about this like either last year, yeah, or maybe this offseason.
This year.
One of the, either this year, yeah. Two offseasons ago. This offseason.
So a week before I quit that job. That's why I did it. I was like, it's too high. It's too high. So it's not very good. I got
to. I mean, why are we not allowed to talk? Am I not allowed to talk about your previous writing? Like,
no, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Settlers of Catan. That's two jobs ago, isn't it?
That was two jobs ago.
No, but I'm saying like I think
I just talked to Solak. I just talked to Ben Solak because he also defended Zach Wilson this week and so did Daniel Jeremiah, but he did it kind of accidentally. And I was just like, how are there two podcasts in the world that have defended Zach Wilson this week? Unbelievable. This won't be one of them. This will not be one of them.
No. Although, I mean, like,
that's why I was worried. I was worried when you brought up Zach Wilson. I was like, not again.
Pick the Jets to go Zach Wilson. No. The Texans have 5-0 upside and rookies don't win playoff games. CJ Stroud feels like a different type of rookie. My hot take from like several weeks ago, and it's no longer a hot take, it looks like I'm have a pretty good chance of being right, is that three AFC South teams are going to get in the playoffs, not three AFC North teams. And now you have the Steelers. Now you have the Texans. The Jags are actually kind of a problem with the Trevor Lawrence injury. We'll see when he's back. But I mean, the Texans 16% to win the division, not a great number, but not, you know, I think it's, oh no, excuse me. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know that number Jags at 75% necessarily incorporates Trevor Lawrence. So we'll see how that plays out. I just think the Texans are a good football team. Coaching matters, and it's showing up in a big way with D'Amico Ryans doing a great job and Bobby Slowick doing an awesome job. I mean, why would you not go hire somebody from the Kyle Shanahan tree if you're like, why would you hire anybody else? Like, why would you mess around?
My only thought is it's become overexposed, kind of like when everybody switched from the 3-4 to the 4-3 because it was expensive to get nose tackles. Yeah. It's like, do you really want the tight ends coach from the Niners staff? Maybe you do. Right. Maybe the tight ends coach from the Niners staff is better than like the
or you run out of branches. Like,
you run out of branches. Yeah. Also, like, the play, you would want the same type of player. You want if you're a defensive coach, then you would need an offensive coach. That whatever. Well, there's arguments against.
Well, I think this is sort of what happened with the Belichick stuff too. Where it's like, I'm just going to leave here and do the exact same thing that Bill Belichick did, and that like five of his other assistants tried to do. It's like, you can't go. Tom Brady isn't on a tree.
So, Eric Mangini talked about this one time, where he said that he got to New York and every time he'd be like, I'm going to do something different than Bill. In his brain, he'd be like, what do you think? You're better than Bill?
Oh,
like, there's this thing in your brain. Like, am I going to show up Bill if I'm like great with the media? Like, you know, it's just a thing that goes in your head. And I understand the impulse if somebody gives you their football education to be like, yeah, I'm just going to.
He's like, I'm going to be nice and friendly. He's like, oh God, Bill would call me a coward for doing that. He's like, I can't do that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, everybody scoffs. Obviously, Josh McDaniels was a disaster in Vegas, but like that anecdote about Antonio Pierce and how Josh was like, never talk about the Patriots bad again. That's an awful anecdote and it's fireable. But on the other hand, that the Patriot Way made Josh McDaniel like $60 million.
Yeah.
All in.
Yeah. Patriot Way's been good, like, for Josh.
It's been, business is booming. And guess where Josh McDaniel is going to be next year?
With the Patriots.
On the sidelines of, no, he's going to be with Carolina. Washington, D.C. Or somewhere is San Diego. Where I don't know. I guess probably not San Diego.
I don't think the fine people of San Diego will like that. Where do you think, where would your pick be for Belichick next year?
I think it's going to be the Commanders.
Commanders makes sense. I mean, Carolina makes sense too.
Carolina makes sense only, and Jeremiah and I talked about this the other day, only because it's like such a huge opportunity for Tepper to just outsource his mistakes. Yes. Just be like, hey, that Bill's going to make the decisions. I'll see you later.
Here's $1 billion, Bill. Make this work.
$1 billion, Bill.
Yeah.
And also this stuff is a rounding error to him. Like, oh, we'll give you 5 years, $50 million guaranteed. Sounds good. See you later. Like, I think Sean Payton's making 20.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll have to make more.
No, it'd whatever. Be like, we're going to give you $50 million a year. Fix this.
3 years.
And your competition is the Bucks, the Falcons, and the Saints. Like, the Panthers should be in the playoff hunt right now. I mean, this is ridiculous.
All right. I have this. So I think I have the stupidest pick.
Okay. That's unlikely.
So the second easiest schedule in football is the team that's going to make the playoffs. They have Panthers, Bears, Bucks, Saints. Their hardest game is against the Colts. They're going to make the playoffs by
virtue of having – this is going to be my next pick.
The worst division in football. Ladies and gentlemen, my third pick is the Arthur Smith-led Atlanta Falcons, who are going to make the playoffs and win four of those five games.
My preseason pick to win the AFC South. In fact, I said that the Falcons were a good bet to have the most wins in the NFL at the end of the year.
Well, that was tough. You know what it's like? It's actually a little bit like Louisville, where all the sharps on the front end were like, Louisville is going to win the ACC because they're scheduled. They're right. Like automatically going to get in. They don't play they don't play Florida State. They don't play Clemson. I don't think they played North Carolina. Maybe they did, but like they had the easiest schedule like in the country on one side of the ACC bracket. And then they got to the title game, and it turned out they sucked.
Yeah, turned out their offense. Yeah. Correct. That's why the theory was that Louisville was like so fraudulent that, and we had Boo Corrigan on the playoff committee that he was going to push NC State above Louisville so we could go to the Orange Bowl. In hindsight, perhaps delusional of us once again to fall for that.
In hindsight, Boo Corrigan does not seem like a shrewd operator.
Boo is persona non grata locally and nationally right now. How the hell do you leave the ACC out of the friggin' playoff? It's like $1 million to your own school, Boo. God dang, man. Cost you $1 million, Clark. Cost me $1 million. Like, what's he doing? You're in charge of the committee. Just jam Florida State, the undefeated team, in there. God. Sorry. I guess it's my turn. I agree with the Falcons. I think Falcons are a good choice. I just don't know that I trust Arthur Smith to win. Enjoy that. You're not related to Boo, are you?
No, I'm the one that brought him up.
The thing, have you seen Adam Levitan tweeted this out yesterday, I think? But it's they did the ETR, Establish a Run guys, did a social media like you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, but did it with Arthur Smith. I don't, if you haven't seen it,
I didn't see that.
It's a little vulgar.
I do know
it's a little vulgar, but it's pretty freaking hilarious.
I do like how upset the fantasy guys get about Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
And I do, what I do find funny, I think it's a little overboard, but it's like, I saw a couple weeks ago, some of the fantasy guys were digging up like dirt on Arthur Smith's billionaire. Yeah.
It's like, did you know that this guy allegedly had someone killed in 1935?
Yeah, I was like, and it reminded me a little bit of, I remember a friend of mine used to talk about how the person, Josh Gordon, should have turned over his legal defense to the fantasy guys on Twitter in like 2014 because like every day it was like, oh, Josh Gordon has been suspended for six more games. And then like, you'd see these long threads from like at the fantasy stud who'd be like, the NFL is in violation of the Hatch Act. It's like, what? The Hatch Act? That's for the White House.
Or like the NFLPA, they're like, you know, nominating. They're like, well, we're trying to figure out who should run the NFLPA next. It's like, it should be like at my fantasy guru, or like on Twitter. Like, that guy needs to run it because he knows the ins and outs of the bylaws to get Josh Gordon unsuspended. Like, DeMarcus Smith, step aside, sir. This is how you need to run the union.
All right, what's your next pick?
Okay, so I think this is a pretty good one. I don't have a guarantee that they are going to win out, but I think they're a lock to make the playoffs. They also are getting some combination of the story that was fun, known as Josh Dobbs twice, and or Nick Mullins. The Lions at Chicago this week. The weather is kind of cooled down, so it was going to be like 30 mile per hour winds. And then that changed because weather is weird and fickle, as you know from being alive. Denver.
It's snowing. It's snowing in New York for some. I mean, I guess that shouldn't be much of a surprise, but it would be surprise. There's snow outside my window.
Awesome.
It'd be a surprise in the context of what's been happening.
I'm jealous.
Like the last couple of weeks.
I'm not. It's 40 degrees and sunny here. It's actually great golf weather.
I think I'm coming down in March to play Pinehurst.
Well, let's hang out. Okay, or not. Cool. You're flying into Raleigh. Let's grab a beer. Yeah. Where have you played Mid Pines before?
I've never played golf in North Carolina.
Oh, dude. Where you? Do you know where you're playing in Pinehurst?
No. My guess is the big guns.
Number two.
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Number four. Look at number four. I like number eight a lot. Eight's a five.
Well, I'm going low on all of them. So
yeah, no, you're not. What do you putt on these greens, pal? Mid Pines is a gem, though. We should tell your social team to tag Pinehurst and Mid Pines, and we'll, maybe we do a cross pod action out there.
I love that. I love that idea. All right, so I
love the Lions, obviously.
Okay, so Lions 16th overall schedule. Cowboys, Vikings twice, as you said, Broncos, and then the Bears. They only have one easy opponent, according to this tankathon thing that I'm looking at. I wish the Jaguars were a better pick, but the Trevor Lawrence thing, yeah. The Jaguars would be in general 27th hardest schedule. Ravens and Browns being one of the hard teams. Great. And the it's really funny that any team with the Panthers still on their schedule has the easiest.
Right.
Is like in the lower quadrant of that.
Well, yeah. So I think that the Jaguars would have been my pick over the Lions, but
yep.
I think the Lions of all the teams with that schedule, the Lions are going to have a home playoff game.
Yes.
And that matters a lot, I think, because and you could conceivably get a situation where the Lions have a home playoff game. The five seed, which is either Philly or Dallas, more than likely, goes to Atlanta and loses.
Mm.
And then the Lions, as the three seed, get to host the NFC South champion for their second home playoff game. Because it would be, you know, because you would have the wild card would go to whoever. That's sort of the theory, my working theory there. Is that right? I could be wrong with that.
No. I love this. I love this game theory. All right. So I'm going back to the top of the bracket here. And I'm deciding between two teams. Both of them are kind of 1A and 1B on my big board. So they both have very tough
Tankathon teams. Is an awesome site, by the way.
It really is. They both have really hard schedules. Tons of great games coming up. I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm.
Here's why. Number one, really no chance at the bye. So they're going to have a wild card game. I think they have a pretty good shot, whoever they play. They have the Commanders. That's a win. They have the Bills, whose season might be over after this weekend. They have a Lions team they can beat. Then they have the Dolphins and the Eagles, and obviously we talked about the Eagles already. They're my number one pick. That's a toss-up game. But the Cowboys are going to win a whole bunch of games because they're a good team. I know there's a lot of marquee teams on their schedule in the next couple of weeks, but I do believe they're going to get
it. Is Mike McCarthy a good coach?
No, he is not.
We sure?
But he...
I think he might be, but he's just not a bad playoff
he's
coach.
He's on Zoom right now because he had appendicitis.
Well, that doesn't make him a bad coach. I mean,
I'm just letting you know he's like not in the office right now.
No, I just mean I think that like we, I mean, I don't, I mean, I feel like we all made fun of him for the whole, he's like, I spent a weekend at PFF. I think I know what I'm doing the second time
around. Well, that is to be made fun of.
Yes, absolutely.
That was really bad.
You volunteered to go to Cincinnati to learn analytics. Like,
and you didn't even do it.
And you don't.
It'd be one thing if you came back and was like, I got this. It's more like I went to PFF and then it's like, all right, well, we don't want to light up the scoreboard. Or then
he was like, yeah, I met with Jerry and I told him I watched every Cowboys game last year. And we're like, did you? He's like, no.
No. It's like, I was just trying to get the job.
What? Wait. You didn't have time as an unemployed millionaire football coach to watch 16 Cowboys games? You couldn't toss on that film, like Fire Up NFL Plus, and just bang out 16 games in your free time?
I know a guy who interviewed for a GM job, and he was like, hey, just want you to know, he was like talking to the team and he was like, just want you to know, I'm just going to watch every game before on the flight and all that stuff. And the team, the guy who was in charge of the candidacy was like, whoa, let's not go crazy here. You don't need to watch every game. And I was just like, I was listening to this anecdote and I was like, what is happening? What is happening in the NFL teams? Is it going to take you, like, as long as you just watch the cut-ups, it's going to take like a couple hours.
It's like
watching The Crown. It's like 10 right. hours.
You can stream, you can bang out an NFL season faster than you can stream like a season of Fargo. I mean, it's ridiculous.
100%.
Yeah.
I got Sports Night the other night on Amazon Prime. I'm not going to get through it till January.
Yeah, that's like.
Meanwhile, I could just get through the Jags right now.
I mean, like you wouldn't want to, like, you know. I guess it depends on what team it is. I mean, maybe was it? I mean, you can't reveal this, but maybe it was like.
I will not.
Well, I know, but I was saying, like, maybe it was the Jets, and it's like, and the guy's like, listen, man. I appreciate your enthusiasm. You really don't want to watch this tape from,
you know, yeah. But buddy, that's, or it was like, it was more like, we want you to take the job. So please don't watch. It was not the Jets, by the way.
No, of course,
please don't watch 16 games of Jets football, or else you're not going to actually want to, to take this job.
Okay. So is it my turn or?
It is. It's fifth pick.
Do we say how many we're going, or are we just ripping off?
We're doing five. Five each. Could you imagine if we were just doing all 32 and it just took us 4 hours?
Well, then who's in charge of adding up these wins? Hey, work. I can't come in today. Kevin and I are still picking, still picking teams. So this is kind of a, I can't do that. All right, I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Rams.
Now, this is a good one.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
But they're at Baltimore this week, and I think they're going to get blown out. So I'm counting that as a loss. I'm not expecting them to get a win. I think Baltimore covers the 7 points. They've been they dominate NFC teams and just crush them at home. Like, look what they did to the Lions and the Seahawks. Now, I mean, LA could be in the mix. Washington, New Orleans, at the Giants, that should be 3 wins. If they're a playoff contender, Sean McVay has a coaching advantage in every single one of those games. They have a quarterback advantage in every single one of those games by miles. And then week 18 at San Francisco. Now,
could be resting the starters.
That's what I'm banking on here. Now, the question is, Kyle Shanahan, I feel like, rest his starters enough where he's not going to play him to keep McVay out of the playoffs, right?
No. If they're set with the bye, they're just going to play.
Right. Well, remember Sean McDermott ran up the score with like Josh Allen and then Matt Barkley to keep the Dolphins out of the playoffs 1 year.
Is Sean McDermott a weirdo?
I think so.
Yeah. So
Tyler Dunn.
I mean, Kyle Shanahan.
Tyler Dunn's.
Yeah, I know. Tyler Dunn had that piece today.
Yeah. If Terry Pegula reads that, it's not great for Sean McDermott. I thought about the Bills here, by the way. I don't know if you're going to go. You're probably not going to. Anyway,
no.
And the Rams have won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. They could, if Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Puka Nacua just get nuclear hot, and Aaron Donald does Aaron Donald things, I don't know. They could do weird stuff in the playoffs.
I completely agree. I actually heard, was it Solak, say that Les Snead needs to be an executive of the year territory? I would actually rather put
Sean McVay coach of the year is a hot buzz.
Yeah. Hot buzz. All right. This one is a mixture of form and schedule. My last pick. So would never in a million years have picked this team a month ago. But here's the schedule. Easy teams. Patriots, Raiders, Chargers twice. Detroit, Lions. Ladies and gentlemen, my final pick is the Denver Broncos.
That was my other took. I had the Broncos on my big board.
Took the Texans to the limit on Sunday. Could have won that game. Rust through that unfortunate interception. They're a good team. They're well coached. They figured out how to tackle. Like, I was actually playing around with missed tackle stats the other day and, like, tackle grades on PFF. And the Broncos have just, like, completely lapped the field in poor tackling. But it was all, like, the first 6 weeks
of the
season.
They gave up 70 points, dude. Did you hear Russ in that interview where he's like, now, you know, we had that that week, of course, where the game. And he, like, couldn't, like, bring himself to describe how they gave up 70 points.
Could you?
No, it's humiliating. It's like a double. It's not even a 40. It's like a 40 burger or a 50 burger. It's like a 70 double cheeseburger. Like, it's like a 70 point game.
All right. This is the end of the draft. Who won?
I have the Eagles.
Eagles, Packers, Falcons, Cowboys, Broncos.
And I have.
I kind of feel like I crushed this one. You have Chiefs, Niners, Texans, Lions, Rams.
Yes, I feel like I crushed it, but
well,
I'd be curious.
I feel like, you know, it feels like we're after the actual draft. We're both like, we got exactly who we wanted on our big board. The board fell to us in a really good way.
Yeah. I wanted the Falcons instead of the Lions. Were you thinking about taking the Texans?
Well, I was.
Okay, so I was between the Texans and the Falcons. But I was trying to alternate AFC, NFC and stay ahead of you since I had flummoxed you with the Chiefs off the.
I mean, I really should have been better prepared for the best quarterback in football to go first on a wins bracket.
I'll be honest. I didn't realize Tankathon had that entire, the grid until.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Until I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's extremely helpful. Yeah. All right. Will Brinson, we'll play golf in March. Thanks so much for coming on the show, buddy.
Anytime, man.